Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We have an amazing show today. We already have guests lining up on the phone. We had a great show last night. We've been having some amazing shows, so we're just going to continue that pattern. We're on a roll. So if you're listening in, if you have a question, we took so many questions last night. If you have a question, please press 1. If you have a comment, if you'd like to join the punch bowl and join the conversation, we are here to hear from you. So our CEO, Joseph Collins, is about to wow you with some exciting news. Right now, I'm your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with what we promised you yesterday, our acting tip. We have a new co-host on Thursday night, Mr. Love. How are you doing today, Mr. Love?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that phenomenal introduction.
Was it phenomenal?
Introduction,
Was it phenomenal? Was it enough for you?
It was absolutely enough. Just being on the show is pretty phenomenal. So I'm appreciative. Had a great time last night and looking forward to another one tonight.
Absolutely. So, again, tell us a little bit about yourself tonight, what you do, and why people should tune in to you so they can find out about your tips.
Well, awesome. Well, my name is Damian Love. They call me also Hollywood Rep DL. Out of Sacramento, California. And I've been in Hollywood for, over a decade and a half now, coaching, giving tips and training and helping young and seasoned, I like to say seasoned because it's not old or anything like that. It's just somebody that's already been in the industry for a very long time and helping with their acting, modeling, music, athletics, and even entrepreneurs. And it's a blessing to be able to encourage, enlighten, inspire, and help individuals go to the next level for whatever their career is or whatever their dreams are, just starting out, moving to Hollywood, trying to figure it out, or they've been in the game for a very, very long time and just trying to revitalize their career. And I've been able to help young talent just fresh off the freeway, off of the 101, hitting into Hollywood and hit the ground running hard, or someone that's, been sitting back a little bit and trying to get themselves together back in industry and get them back from in the stands and on the stage.
In the stands, on the stage. Wow. I love it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tools that you have to have. You have to know, you have to know the game, for one. You have to know what's going on in industry. You also have to know what your talents and your skills are and what your direction and goals are. A lot of people say, hey, I want to be a superstar and all that kind of stuff, but they don't really have a solid foundation of direction. And I'm pretty, cut and dry when it comes to it. I'm not about the fluff and, you just want, let's try all these things. No, there's steps to success. You always have to have steps to success with anything. And the industry is no different than a 9-to-5 job. You have to show up, you got to clock in, and you got to go home and go back into the lab. There's just so many little things that a lot of talent don't really consider. And I just cut through all the fat, get straight down to the core of it. What are you doing? How are we going to get there? And how serious are you about your game?
So how serious should you be?
Well, it depends on how far you want to go. I mean,
all
if
the
you
way
want
to the top, A-list. What does it take to get to the A-list?
To get to the A-list, that's an interesting question. To get to A-list, you have to consider, like, if you're in acting, let's just take acting on. You have to think about being like the Michael Jordan of basketball. You know, you have to, or if you want to be someone that is going to, you know, get an Oscar, or somebody's going to be running the red carpets all the time and always be the person like Will Smith and those guys, they've been booked out for like years and years and years. You know, I remember back in like 2006 or something, and I look up on IMDb and he was already booked out until I think it was like 2017. And if you ever go on YouTube and just look at the way that they carry themselves on and off the screen, there's a commitment higher than most people are even thinking about trying to put themselves into, because you have to be like, I'm a former athlete, former U.S. athlete, so I always use paraphrases and analogies of athletes. You have to be more serious than the person that has the other logo on their chest. And you have to push, you have to dedicate, you have to sacrifice. You can't play around with it. A lot of people play around with being in the industry, and it's not that kind of game. It's the real game. You can't play checkers on a chessboard. And that's what it is. You have to think about if you're going against, you know, Gabrielle Union, or if you're going against Megan Fox or somebody like that, and you know, and you can always say, oh, that person's not that good or whatever, but you have to look at track record. If you're competing against them, you have to know who they are, what they're doing, you know, who are their acting coaches. There's so many elements that people don't consider when they say, oh, I want to be a professional. It's the same in corporate world all the way to being a celebrity or being an A-list celebrity, because there are different levels. There's a D-list celebrity that's well-known locally or something like that, and then you have the A-list celebrity that's known globally in the industry. So you have to have a commitment, and a lot of times people are not serious about that one little word that's kind of like a curse word sometimes, is being committed to your game like nobody's business and being the best you can be all the time.
Okay. Now, I think most people understand the commitment when we talk about being an athlete. But when you're in the industry, when you're in entertainment, when you're an actor, I don't think everyone understands what that commitment is. Can you give us some of the examples that you would need to do in order to be committed in the industry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First off, you have to just, like, start from the basics. You know, what does your portfolio look like? A lot of times people say, oh, I got some, like, you know, some pictures, and I've done some, you know, some high school theater and stuff like that. Well, when you get to Hollywood, you find out that some of that stuff doesn't really fly at all, because you're actually competing against people that have been working and training with some of the best coaches and also former entertainers in the industry. So you have to be up on your game, and, you know, they say, you know, keeping your chops up. You know, a lot of actors, they make sure that they have, you know, a coach that basically gets people booked for jobs, not just grabbing a coach. And, you know, you can get your chops up, but you have to actually really be in the game with the right people, somebody that has to be a part of the beat of the industry at that time, so you know how you can get booked. And then also you have to have your pictures, and you have to have, make sure you know your look is the right way. If you're going into character, you know, you can be theatrical, you can be dramatic, you can be psycho, whatever it is. You have to actually, like, play that part, be that person. You actually have to be that person or that character, actually, and you can't be yourself. So you have to, you know, look the look. And then when you go to an audition and you put your picture and your portfolio in, you know, they'll take a look at your picture and they say, hey, I want that girl, I want that guy. Well, you have to get the right photographer to capture that, so they can capture anybody in that marketplace that you want to go after. And it just goes on and on and on, but that's just an example. You know, musicians are the same way. You know, if you're going to have great music, you got to work with some of the best producers. You got to get, you know, some of the best music performers, like the best guitarist, the best producer that has the best studio sound. You know, if you want to get distribution, you have to have the right team that's actually pushing your stuff out there via online. And then also you have to consider, like, you know, shows and touring and all kinds of things. So you got to be on your game. There's a lot of elements. As you see, I can go on and on and on and on, but that gives you just kind of like an idea.
Well, I think that's completely and totally awesome. And I think I could play other people. I think I could play. Let me see if I can try. Can I just give you an example, Dr. Love, and you tell me if this is good at playing other people. I call him a doctor, because then he sounds like a doctor right now. He just sounds like a doctor to me. You know, I'm just
Dr.
like
Dr. Love in the
Dr.
punch.
Dr. Love, yes. Okay. Okay, all right. So here's here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do this because I just think I can do other people. Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Okay, forget it. I can't really do anybody else but me. I can't really do anybody but me. I'm sorry.
I was gonna do my
impersonation of Barack Obama, but it just don't work. It don't work for me. I just can't do it. But there are talented people out there that could really, really do it. And we at Punch TV Studios, we want to create the opportunities for people to be a part of it, and the opportunities for people to really show and strut their talent. We're really dedicated and committed to that, and that's why I love what we're doing here tonight. I love you giving all these phenomenal and fantastic tips. Now, let me ask you a question, and you can just tell me if this is true or not. And this is, you know, it's just something that I just want to know, right? People that can play all these different personalities in real life, is there something wrong with it? Is there something wrong with that, or they just got that gift? You know what I mean? You look at like a Denzel Washington. He can play all these different people.
Yep.
You know, you wonder what Denzel Washington is like in real life. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, can he play Denzel Washington, you know?
Well, that's a great question.
You're asking,
go ahead,
Dr. Love, if Denzel is crazy. Is that the question?
I didn't say is Denzel crazy. I don't want y'all to say that came out of my mouth that I'm calling Denzel crazy. That's not what I said. I didn't say the word crazy. Calling Denzel Washington crazy did not come out of my mouth. But what I said was, I want to clarify, what I said was, with him playing all these different characters, do you think he's got a problem being playing himself? That's what I was saying.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. And as a doctor, I just listen in to see how crazy the patient is, but, you know, I got where you were going. So that's a great question. And that's actually one of those questions that actually comes up a lot, you know, when actually young talent always asks that, you know, oh, have you met such and such? And I don't like to name shout. And I always, you know, encourage people not to name shot, you know, different entertainers and talent and stuff like that.
Right. Just because we met Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, I don't want to let people know that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Jada Pinkett is a friend of mine. I wouldn't want to tell nobody that. You know, that's not what
Don Lewis,
you know, I wouldn't want to tell nobody that Don Lewis and, you know, Miguel Nunez and Cedric the Entertainer, you know, I know all them. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to tell people I know all them people. I don't want to name drop because I don't want people to think that, you know what, I got the big head or something like that. So I'm not trying to tell people, you know what I mean, that I know, you know, all those people, Oluwabatunde and those kind of guys. I'm not trying to tell people that I know them people. But I understand people should name drop. People should be name dropping.
That's perfect, you know. To understand where you stand. With that name dropping, though, you are actually being the CEO of Punch TV. Like that's your duty. You have to know these people. But someone that just happened to just run across, Gabrielle Union or Megan Fox or Will Smith or
I know Gabrielle Union. I know Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
I'm not name dropping. I'm just saying I know Gabrielle Union. I mean, I'm just saying,
but
you know.
It's not like you just ran into her at the red carpet or something.
No.
Like,
I didn't just,
oh,
you know,
man, that's my girl.
Like that, you know.
That's my girl. You know, we hang. And you just actually
right.
just saw her going by and you got to.
No, that's not like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing that you won't do. You don't want to do that.
No,
but
no.
You
no.
in your position, you know, Plus TV, obviously, you know, you'd be in that position and people want to know. And that's something
if you know Sharifa Hardy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I know Sharifa Hardy too. You know, I know her. But I ain't name dropping and calling no names and like that. I'm not trying to, you know, make people think that, you know, just because, you know, I know Devo. I'm not saying that I know him. You know what I mean? But I know him. I'm not trying to name drop and
well,
do
see,
stuff like that. Just like
question.
You know, like Johnny Gill and stuff. I'm not trying to. You know, get Johnny Gill on the phone right now and tell people that, you know, I know him, and then, you know, people like that.
And
I don't
be
know.
Video.
I'm just saying, I'm not
that's
name dropping, see, because I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to build myself up or something like that. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're just doing some PR for yourself right there. That's actually.
I'm just saying.
That's PR 101.
You know.
The callers are here just like, what is going on? Go ahead and answer the question. A lot of young actors,
they ask that question.
Yeah, they ask all those questions, you know, is this person crazy? Is this person psycho? I heard this person's run down the street butt naked, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I heard that too.
Yeah, that extra stuff. And that is industry. You have to, and keeping it real, everybody has their unique situation. They're still human beings.
Well, I always like to
keep it diplomatical with it because, you know, a person that is really good at turning like a light switch, like you go sit in a room one time and you can kind of figure out what it's like to be a working actor.
A working actor
is like you walk in the room, all the lights are off. There's no windows. It's black. Nothing's going on. But then, as soon as you flip that switch, a whole different person shows up.
That's right.
And so when that person turns the lights back off, they walk out the door, they walk out of the studio, and then they're whoever they are. You know, if they could, could be a raging party animal. They could be a bookworm, and they like to just sit in the solitude of their, you know, confront. They can do what they want to do, still an individual. So you can't really say, do you have to be crazy to do all these characters? You know, we're not saying Denzel's crazy. We just
saying. I didn't say that. I'm just trying to say.
We just know that he's a seasoned vet and knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it and when he has to do it. The lights turn on, and John Q shows up.
That's right. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick break.
Good.
He said. He said that too. But let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 410-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
And we are back. So, you know, we've been working on this incredible website. It's like absolutely awesome, incredible studios. It is absolutely the greatest website in the world. And that would be Nabuki. And I'm wondering how many people tonight have Nabuki. Sharifa, I got a question for you.
What's your question?
I want to know.
What do you
do you Nabuki?
If I didn't Nabuki today, am I still going to get to be the co-host?
Yes.
Okay, then I did Nabuki a little bit, but not like I
did. Usually
I Nabuki, but just a little
bit.
I did a little Nabuki.
You did a little Nabuki today. But usually you do a lot of Nabuki. Nabuki.com, everybody. NABUKIE.com. You need to visit us. Visit Nabuki.com if you're an actor, writer, producer, and you want to be a part of what Punch TV Studios is doing, you can follow us at Nabuki. So what's next, Sharifa? I mean, we've been having an incredible day today. Today for me has been all about getting stock certificates and stuff out to all of our many investors, and we've got over 1,000 stock certificates going out to that first group of 1,000 of investors, and I'm really happy and excited about that. I'm really just really, really pleased at how we are cranking along. So I'm excited. So yay, go team. So
you are in a good mood.
Huh?
I'm saying you are in a wonderful mood. I'm loving it. You're on fire tonight.
I am in a wonderful mood.
You're on fire.
I'm in a wonderful mood. I'm in a very good mood today. It's been a very good day, and I've been inspired today. I've been truly, truly inspired. So today has been an inspiring, wonderful, awesome, spectacular, groovy, superlatively supreme, absolutely awesome day. So I think we have another guest on the line, and we're going to bring him on. I think his name is Marcus Aurelius.
Hey,
hey, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Yeah, I hear. Everything sounds great.
This is what we've been doing, man, really just moving stocks, getting our things done. People are buying stock from all over the country at $1 a share. And people have been going to our website at punchtvstudios.com. And just buying stock from all across the country, and it's just been absolutely wonderful, absolutely, absolutely extraordinarily awesome. And I am completely and totally loving it. So tell us about you tonight, Marcus. How you feeling? What are you working on? What you're doing? Let's go into the let's take a cup of punch with Marcus Aurelius.
Let's let the people know who Marcus Aurelius is, because I'm sure they may have seen something. But let the people know about our guest tonight, one of the top 15. What? Tell them.
Yeah, well, you know, I started out working as an actor. I was a working actor, like the gentleman prior to me that was speaking. And, you know, I did a lot of films. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wasn't a household name, but I was a working actor. I went out, I've done a lot of films, independent. I did about a little more than 40 films, and out of those 40 films, I've either co-starred or starred in half of them.
Now, what kind of films were those? What kind of films were they? Were you in the Debbie Does Dallas series?
You know, I tried to get in one of those films, but they couldn't find a lens big enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what they said to me. You know, that I was too well endowed. Matter of fact, they used to call me Mr. Endowment. You know?
Well, there you go.
I think they kicked me off the set one day when I woke up. I thought somebody was standing over me, and they said, oh, you got to go.
So what kind of film are you
getting
at?
I'm just having fun.
We're just having fun. So what kind of movies have you been in? Did you start off in there, Marcus?
You know, I did a lot of intense drama films. I did a film called The Wild Side with Christopher Walken and H. Joan Chen and Stephen Bauer. Then I had a little small part in Blade with Wesley Snipes. I did a bunch of films. You know, right now I'm drawing a blank. I can't believe it. But I did another film called Full Contact, which was an action horror comedy with Sherry Trimble. Most recently, I just wrote, produced, and directed my own film, shot in Thailand and the Philippines. And it's garnered a whole bunch of awards and a lot of recognition looking my way. So I've been doing a lot of independent stuff, and right now I'm just consistently talking with people like yourself who are able to green light a project and, you know, move on to the next one. So, but I'm a student of film. I did a lot of theater, done about more than 100 plays. I did a lot of plays in college. I did some stuff in Florida at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. I did a lot of stuff, summer stock theater. I did some theater in Howard University. I did a lot of theater.
Nice. So what have you learned from all of this stuff that you've done? What has been your biggest lesson?
I learned a lot. You know, you learn how to, like yourself, like the gentleman prior to me was saying, you learn how to carry yourself. I learned how to go in and book jobs. You know, uh-huh. I can't speak for other people, but for me, I always tried to be different than other people. And then you would hear what someone was doing behind the door a lot of times. And, you know, I always went in to do something different. I tried to find interesting approaches to, because I read a book on how to audition. I was reading a lot of books, a lot. So I just started landing jobs left and right. I mean, I was working. I mean, working. I was doing, I remember one time I was doing a play with Oz Scott.
Oz is my very good friend.
Oz the man. I went in to read with him. He was casting Homer, the play Homer. And he cast me in another play that he was doing. He did another play called The Talented Ten. And I got to work with a lot of great people, Robert Guillaume, Ron O'Neill.
Ron O'Neill, that's right.
Yeah, Ron O'Neill Project. So I did another play called The Trees Don't Bleed in Tuskegee. I was just constantly working, doing films, television plays. I was just working all over Hollywood. And then I just decided, you know, I used to go on auditions. And I used to see all the brothers, all these stars, these TV stars. And they would all be up for one role. And then I'd go on a white audition. They'd only be like, the white stars would never read. And it would only be one or two of them in a movie. A lot of people was complaining that there wasn't enough roles for brothers. And so I said, you know what? You can't be a part of the problem. You got
to
come up
with a
solution.
That's right.
Right. So that's why I decided to diversify and just start writing my own projects. And that's where I'm at.
That's why the whole thing
came about. And because I knew action very well, because I had done a lot of action film, I said, okay, my first film that I'm going to do is going to be an action film, and I didn't want to be the sole star of it, so I brought in other people to make it like an ensemble. And you know, you learn a lot when you're producing a film not just producing it, but producing it in not one, but two different foreign countries.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
you got the language barrier.
You
learn how to really cut deals, and you learn how to get stuff made, and you learn how to cut through a lot of BS, and then you start learning how to solve problems. That's all it was. I was a chaos manager, basically.
So we're gonna take a quick break right now and go to a commercial break, and we're gonna be right back with more of the producer extraordinaire, Marcus Aurelius.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Nabuki and PunchTVStudios.com. I love it. Absolutely love it. So Marcus, let me ask you a question. What advice would you give to up-and-coming actors now trying to get into the industry? What would be your advice? Tonight's Actors Night. It's Thursday night. It's Actors Night. And we're talking to actors. What would be your advice from a producer's point of view, from a writer's point of view, from an artistic point of view?
I think now, because the game has changed so much, that you just can't be an actor. You got to go out there and you got to create your own project. You got to figure out how to, even when you get hired as an actor, you got to know how to conduct yourself once you get hired on set, you know, how to be an actor. It's more to just standing in front of the camera. I think that you need to learn character. You need to learn arc. You need to learn motivation. There's so many things that you have to learn. And then, you know, it's the competition is so fierce now that you're just better off coming up with a unique idea that you can shoot on your own and learn. There's a lot of things that you will learn as far as camera angles, far as motivation, far as what to do, what not to do in front or behind the camera. There's so many tools that you have to have in your arsenal that when you do walk on set, you gotta be, because people, money is time, and right now there's a lot, so fewer productions than there were like when I was coming up, and there's a less toleration for people who are ignorant to how you're supposed to, not just your attitude, but your skill, how you interact with different actors. I mean, you know, how do you conduct yourself, set etiquette? There are things that are going to happen when you're on set. You can't lose your cool. You know, I mean, I was doing Murphy Brown, the TV show, and it had been raining that day, and I was in the chair having hair and makeup done, and Candace Bergen walked in with her dogs, and her dogs were wet. And I was doing the show with me, Brad Garrett, and Candace Bergman walked in with her dog, and they just started drying the dogs off, just left us sitting there halfway through makeup, and just started doing the dog's hair, blow drying the stuff off them, because she was the star of the show. That's the sort of thing that you just got to live with and go with.
I mean, I was doing a film. I was doing a film with Chris Walken, and I was in makeup. And Chris came in, and the lady says, "Oh, well, I got to stop your makeup now because when Chris gets here, he likes to be in makeup by himself." And so I said, "Oh, really? Okay." And then I was like, "All right, so let's go. I'm out of here." And then, you know, as I was leaving, Chris Walken came up and said, "No, you don't have to leave. You can stay. It's you know, that's generally how it is, but you're very quiet." So, and he noticed that. Yeah, you know, because when I go on set, I just study my lines, and just once it's time for you to get in front of the camera and just do your part, you got to be able to hit your mark, say your part, and then, you know, after that, I'm back in my dressing room, or I'm in makeup, or I very seldom come out. The only time I really come out is, like, for meals or whatever, but for the most part, I just stay to myself and quiet, you know, and when I was doing the, like, when I was doing the practice, you know, when I was working with there was a whole bunch of extras, and one of the extras was trying to come on to me, right? And I said, no, you know, it's not that kind of program. I'm just, you know, because I was there. And then before I know it, the girl was telling the first AD, who was right next to Oz, that she was trying to get in my room, and I'm like, what? And so then they fired her right then and there.
Wow.
And then I was and then another thing is I was doing Blade, and the director was Steven Northington. And Steve said to me, we were going through the scene, we were doing the blocking and the rehearsing, and he said to me, he said, "So Marcus, I want you to do more than just talk. I want you to gesture. I want you to say something. So what can we do? Let's think of something." And some guy who's an extra raised his hand and said, "I know. Why don't I say this to Marcus, and then he says this to me?" And the director said, and I hate to say it, but he said, "Why don't you get the F off my set right now? Take off all your stuff. You're supposed to shut up, get off set." And then after that, he said, "So what do you think, Marcus?" I said, "Man, I'm too scared to say anything after that." You know, you just got to know when to talk. And more importantly, when not to talk. I mean, it's many variables that you have to have yourself. And then you got to be likable, too.
So if you're online and you're listening, and we have a lot of people on the call, and you want to ask Marcus Aurelius a question, all you have to do is press 1. And we're going to get you through to this amazing producer and director and writer, Marcus Aurelius, and you can ask Marcus a question. And I want to ask you one more question, Marcus, in regards to filmmaking. What is that like for yourself or for upcoming filmmakers, and how do you see Punch TV Studios playing a role in that?
Well, first of all, filmmaking is almost like a divine experience, because what you're doing is you're writing words on a piece of paper, and then as a filmmaker, you breathe life into those words when you place them up on screen. And it's almost godly, like, I hate, you know, I'm not trying to say that I'm next to God or nothing, but I could, it's that, it's almost a feeling of divinity when you see what you wrote and the ideas that you had and how to really tell the story through pictures, just through pictures. And it's just such, and then when you, there are certain things you learn as a filmmaker, lights, lighting, sound, music, effects, all those things are so important, and placed in the right placed in the right area or the right point can be extremely poignant for any scene or film or whatever have you. And that's why I understand, because I'm a student of film. Like, I studied Hitchcock, and I studied all the great ones that have come before me, Mr. Ford, all those great filmmakers, and then I read books. And a lot of people don't know this, but when you see in the old films, when you see a bad guy, the bad guy normally enters the screen from left to right, and the good guy enters the screen from right to left. Those are fundamental techniques that people should know and understand why it's like that. I mean, it's understood in the old days, the good guy wore the white and the good guy wore the black, but you have to delve deeper into it. And when you, one of my favorite directors is James Cameron. What I love about James Cameron, first of all, he's never had a flop ever. But he does things.
He does things
that make people ask simplistic, obvious questions. Like you see these scary movies, and you say, "Why don't y'all just get in the car and leave?" You know, like that's why Aliens 2 was such a great film, because he addressed every concern that a person would ever have in a film. Like when he said, "Hey man, you know, we just got our asses kicked. Let's get in this plane and let's just bug out and blow it up from the sky." That made sense. And then what happened? He said, "Stuntmeyer, get up here." And the next thing you know, a creature's on the ship, kills everybody on the last ship that they got. They crash. Now they can't get out of there. These are the kind of things that people need to think about when they're making films. Don't just write something and just put it out there. It's got to make sense, and it's got to have something that you, the audience, say, "Hey, why don't y'all," like if I was doing a scary movie and they said, "Why don't y'all just get in the last car and leave? You see the car keys, you see it running, why don't you do that?" Then you have to invest in that. You have to go in and show, and then show you getting out of there, and then something happens where, boom, you know, it's all got to come together like a link in a chain, and it's got to make sense. And those are the films that last longer, you know, and people are more memorable. Because I never want to do films. I always want to do a few things when I'm writing a movie. I want it to be entertaining, number one. I want it to be educational, number two. But more importantly, I want it to be memorable, where people remember, "Oh, man, yeah, I remember that," you know? So because with my last, this film that I just did, Kung Fu Brother, I had a scene in the movie where, believe it or not, I had, where the father and the son was talking, and the father says to the son says, "I thought you were just outside." And he goes, "Are you kidding? The Cubs are going," now I wrote this about 10 years ago. "The Cubs are going to win. It's the third quarter, and the game is, I mean, the third inning, ninth inning, and the game is tied." I wrote that 10 years ago, and it's in my movie, and the Cubs win this year. So I'm really proud of that, because that was really fictitious that I put that in there. And then stuff like that. I said, "Man, the Cubs ain't gonna never win." To be honest with you, and I said, "I'll just put that in there because they'll never win." But lo and behold, they won, and it's in my movie. You know, it's the ninth inning, and the game is tied, and they really were in the ninth or tenth inning, and the game was tied.
Now, how do you see Punch TV Studios playing a role in this, based on what you know of Punch?
Well, based on what I know, which is limited, you know, I don't know much, but what I admire about you is I see in you the same attributes that I have in myself. I see the same challenges, and it's all relative, believe it or not. And so I know what, I have an idea, because I'm out there, again, I'm out there selling myself and selling and talking to investors and trying to get people to invest and, you know, into films. And it doesn't matter whether or not you can't just be talented. You got to be talented, but you got to have a little luck. You got to have a little blessing. You got to have a little of everything, you know, in order to achieve what it is that just what your goals are. It just, even with me, I got a hit film. It's an internet hit film. They just pulled it from the internet, and because they want to take it out theatrically now, which I'm surprised. We had a huge response online. Oh, basically, the response in the Middle East and Asia was really big. So now they want to do something theatrically here in America. So I'm really excited about that. But even with that and all the things that I got, I also, they came out with this book, The Top 100 Independent Film Producers in the World. They ranked me number 15. Even with all of that, I still find it difficult to go out and raise capital. And I'm hoping that Punch TV becomes one of those venues where I have a home, so that if things do blow up, I can still say, "Okay, if you want to see my next film or you want to see my next project, you have to see it on Punch TV first." Because I believe that we as a people have to start
we have to really, really start, what's the word that I'm looking for, patronizing amongst ourselves. We have our own power. And people talk about diversity, but I believe that everything we need is right here. Everything we need to bake a cake is right here in front of us. And for some reason, we just keep giving the ingredients to other people and asking
right.
them what they think.
Right,
we
100%.
Gotta, yeah, right. We got to stop doing that. We got to just, hey, there's enough money. I don't know if you read the book about W.E.B. Du Bois called The Talented Tenth, where the top 10% of the race is supposed to go and provide a platform to bring the other 90% through the door. We've got that kind of wealth in the black community. The only problem is that, yeah, we don't have enough black folks in the community willing to give. Because I know, and that's another dilemma. I know how hard it is for African-Americans to get money, and once we get money, we don't want to let it go. Unless it's, you know, women and cars and jewelry and all that dumb shit. But we have
that's
to,
fine.
Everybody has, I'm sorry? Everybody has to reengage their minds as to, do we want to consistently be as a race? Do we want to
Correct.
Consistently be servants, or are we looking to be workers? I mean, I've
right.
seen some people like with this local with this election, we are so divided, and you know, until we get ahead, the leader or we can all be our own leaders. And come together and learn how to work together. Because you know the Japanese will go into a Japanese store and buy a product, even if it costs them $10 more, because they know that $10 more that they're spending is going back to Japanese people.
That's right.
We
That's
don't
right.
do that. We go in and we get the cheapest thing.
Well, I can't say that really
get.
Because I got to tell you, the community across the nation has truly been embracing Punch TV Studios. So I don't know.
Well,
I have a
great.
New respect. I have a new and very healthy respect for the African-American community across America, because it is just, and it's not only African-Americans, but by and large, the people that are investing in Punch TV Studios now are by and large African-American, because
well,
people
great.
Have seen the need for change, and they're using Punch TV Studios as the catalyst for change. Because
That's
what,
great,
people are discovering, Marcus, just to kind of wade in there just a little bit, what people are
sure,
discovering is that we are the only African-American company in America doing an IPO right now. And on Wall Street right now today, if I'm not mistaken, there are 5 publicly traded companies that are African-American, and 2 of the 5 are just listed, but they're defunct, and 3 are kind of active. And Punch TV Studios is one of those 3. And I just think, and we have another company which is also one of those 3. And so we have 2 of the 3 that are currently active out of the 5 that are listed. And that's like totally amazing. And people are discovering this, and they're discovering that we are making history with what we're doing at Punch TV Studios, and they want to be a part of it. The community at large wants to be a part of this, and they are being a part of it. With all of the challenges of getting this done, to me, it's a miracle of a sense to see how we're being embraced, and people are investing their $200 or $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000, and people are like, I want to be a part of this. I don't want history to pass me by. And people are a part of this, and it's just absolutely magnificent and absolutely wonderful to see. So to those who are just hearing this message for the first time, I want to encourage you to go to punchtvstudios.com and take a look at what we're doing. We're doing some amazing things there. We're going to develop 300 new shows over the next 3 years after we close the IPO. We're planning to market way in excess of several $1 billion in terms of our market cap, and we're planning to generate roughly between $500 million and $1 billion in annual revenues within the next 3 years after we close out the IPO. And so you get a chance to be a part of this, and you get a chance to be a part owner of this. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more of the Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back from that commercial break. Wonderful show. Talking about the Punch TV Studios IPO, we have guests tonight. We have Dr. Love joining us, producer, filmmaker Marcus Aurelius joining us. It's been an exciting day, an exciting night. We are having fun tonight. So if you are just now tuning in.
Was that an applause? Was that an applause?
Mr. Collins?
Yeah, was that an applause? I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, now this is what we got to do. I'm going to say this again. Introducing none other than the great CEO of Punch TV Studios, Mr. Joseph Collins! Okay. Hey, seriously, the applause was a little late. The applause, you got to get it. You got to hit it on time. Okay, we're going to try one more time, okay?
I don't really think you're supposed to introduce yourself. I mean, I don't think it works that way. I think if you try
it
again.
I was trying to see how the applause thing
works. Like, and then.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the Punch Bowl tonight on the Punch TV Studios radio show is none other than Sharifa Hines. See, so you got
I think I did it that time.
You did do it that time. You know, you did
for
do
me.
It that time. You got the applause right on yourself, but there was a delay on me. You know, I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, today
it was
still
a pregnant
an incredible
pause.
Day. It was what?
It was a pregnant pause. You know how you got
to
wait for
pause. You got to build up to it, and then you
right. –
pause,
right.
And then you
right.
you hit it. Is that what? Okay,
right.
Okay, I got you.
Right.
I got you. So listen, I want to encourage everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com, and check out some of the things that we're doing. It is just absolutely amazing. You want to tell your friends. You want to tell your family. Become a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. And we set the price at $1 per share because we wanted to have a stock that everybody could own, that everybody could own and become a part of, and that you would get more shares of. That's what we wanted to, so every dollar buy, so invest, you know, no less than a couple hundred dollars in Punch TV Studios, or invest $1,000 or $10,000, and we're going to grow an amazing company together, and I just think we're going to just do some really, really awesome things. We're going to be working with filmmakers like, we're going to be working with filmmakers like Marcus Aurelius. We're going to be empowering actors and putting new actors in place, and it's just awesome. What's your question, Sharifa?
No, you mentioned, you know, purchasing a couple of hundred shares. The number one question that I'm asked is that, can I purchase more shares, or can I only, you know, if I purchase it once, that's the only time I can buy stock from the company?
Oh, that is a great question. And you know what? I get asked that question a lot too. And so I'm going to answer that question like this. As long as the IPO is open, you can purchase shares at $1 a share. When we close the IPO, we hope never to be $1 again. We hope after we close the IPO and we begin trading, we hope to begin trading at no less than, I don't even know what the number should be, but we hope to begin trading way in excess of $1. And I'll put it like this. You know, there are companies like Google, their stock is trading at $700 a share. There's companies like Samsung. A share. Google is trading at about $700 a share. And there's companies like Samsung. Samsung is trading at like $1,200,000 a share. You got companies like Berkshire Hathaway. And those stocks are trading at, like, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say $200,000 to $300,000 a share, $200,000 to $300,000 per share. So if you would have had just 100 shares of Berkshire Hathaway back in the day, each one of your shares would be worth over $200,000 a share. And that's what makes what we're doing so incredible. So you can buy more shares during the IPO, but when the IPO is closed, that's it. It's going to be locked up, and you will not ever be able to participate in the Punch TV Studios IPO. Never, ever, ever. Never be able to participate in the Punch TV Studios IPO again. So you want to get your stock now. You want to be a part of this incredible movement. You want to tell your family. You want to tell your friends. You want to tell everybody to I'm telling you what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen, Sharifa. We put this word out all over the United States. You can buy stock for $1 a share. I mean, it's all over the United States. So I don't want people to think just because you're in California and you're hearing this in California or whatever that this is where we only are. But we put this out all over the United States, and people are buying the stock from all over the United States. And let me tell you what's going to happen. When we close the IPO, people are going to still be calling, can I get in and buy my stock? And we're going to have to tell you, now you're going to have to buy your stock from the marketplace. And if I have anything to do with it, I'm going to try to make that stock as high as it possibly can be when we begin trading on Wall Street. I'm trying to tell you, when we start trading, I'm going to do everything in my power to make this one of the most expensive stocks on Wall Street. So you want to get in now. You want to be a part of this now. You don't want to be waiting around and doing all those kinds. You want to get in now. You want to get your piece now. And then you never know what could happen. It could be awesome in the future for everyone, and we all could prosper together. And that's what this is all about. I want to thank our guests for joining us tonight, Marcus Aurelius. I want to thank Dr. Love for being on there, giving us acting tips. He's going to be with us on every Thursday. Every Thursday is Actors Night in the Punch Bowl. I want to thank the most gorgeous, sexiest host on radio, G-Pop Hardy. That's absolutely the truth. Oh, is that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? And I want to thank all of you for listening in. Everyone who's listened in tonight, I want to thank you for listening in to the show tonight. And we're rolling. We're doing some more phenomenal things. I can't wait to make some new announcements to you, for you. And thank everyone for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m., right here in the Punch Bowl, Punch TV Studios. And we're out.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.